At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. Very persistent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. They make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Lease the Santa Fe for $189 a month for 36 months with $39.89 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 60 months plus $500 bonus cash. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offers end February 3rd, 2020. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Hi, this is former NFL quarterback Gus Frat, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my new podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, where my co-host Dave and I interview our guests about how sports shape their lives. Jump in the huddle to find out what famous sports writer got caught stealing avocados, how an NFL legend had to convince his mom to let him play peewee football, or how a supermodel became a beach volleyball star. We all know the best stories are told in the huddle. Join Huddle Up with Gus, a Radio.com original podcast at Radio.com or on the new Radio.com app.
Music trivia. The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Don't forget about the environment when making your New Year's resolutions. This year, resolve to recycle more. Reuse paper and plastic bags and get a reusable bag for groceries. Recycle paper, bottles, and cans. Recycle all your old electronics like TVs, computers, and cell phones at appropriate e-waste facilities. And to complete the cycle, buy things like clothes secondhand. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Homer Esiason.
I just don't see the Patriots paying Tom Brady top and dollar when I'm talking about $35, $40 million a year for a starting quarterback in the NFL with his resume. I don't think he's going to be there. I think he's either in another uniform or he is retired. I don't see, you know, the Chicago Bears spending the kind of money it may take to actually get him to go there. I don't see him and Matt Nagy seeing eye to eye, and I just they're a team that would be one of those teams you would say, yeah, we're the really good teams that may be in need of a quarterback. And like I keep telling you guys, I think that they should bring somebody in to push Mitchell and to make him compete for this job and not let him think that it's all his, that he's got to go out and earn it and immerse himself in the playbook. But I don't think Tom Brady's that guy.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Joe Madden, what can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the Cubs?
A lot like he was as a player. David's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. David's not going to change. That's the one piece of advice I did give to him, because he needs to manage like he played. And if he does that, he's going to be just fine.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It all starts with just one thing. Be smart when operating your thermostat this winter. Lowering the temperature just a few degrees saves a lot of energy, and a programmable thermostat can save even more. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Honest to God, I have to remind myself that David Ross is the manager of this team.
Why?
Because they haven't done anything. Because what will David Ross do with this team? The first questions you asked about David Ross as manager the moment he retired are the same questions now as they were then.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And the Hall of Fame class has been revealed, the Centennial class, a large class. There are a total of 15 inductees, right? And they will be brought into the Hall of Fame. We know Bill Cowher, and we know that Jimmy Johnson
yeah.
got in,
yeah.
And now we have the list of everyone, including Jimbo Covert.
We talked to Jimbo Covert. Yeah. That was good news for the Bears.
Yep.
Ed Sprinkle, also former Bear, gets in. I have to say, though,
you are going crazy about this.
this is exciting news, because Duke Slater, who is a pioneer, the first African-American lineman in the NFL from 1927, former Chicago Cardinal, former Chicago judge, got in. And there was a movement on his behalf that started in Iowa and has been going on for several years. And there's been historians who have researched this and tried to build a case for him. And it's a legit one. And it's rewarded today. And I just know of how many people are out there. It's a small pocket of people, but they are thrilled with the news that Duke Slater is a Hall of Famer.
You are as thrilled as anyone. You were like jumping up and down. You were so excited. And I'm like, what?
Well, I did a column 2 years ago on this whole thing in the Tribune and talked to a lot of these people. And I just, you know, you've been in these situations,
sure,
where you think that everything that they're saying and all the research you do legitimizes the idea that this is a guy who belongs in the Hall of Fame, or this is somebody who deserves something that they haven't received. And to have this actually happen, because you tell them, like, well, yeah, it sounds like a long shot, but you don't know.
Right.
I've talked to Dan Pompeo. We're going to talk to Dan tomorrow about all this stuff. Looking
right.
forward to that conversation. And you just didn't feel like maybe this was something that was going to happen. So when it happens, number one, I was surprised, because I finally saw the list after we talked to Jimbo Covert. But number two, you know, this is just so satisfying for so many people out there, because Duke Slater, that's a Chicago story. And that's something good for a lot of people in the city that, you know, look back and they study the history and they appreciate what he accomplished. And he was a true football pioneer.
He, 6'1", 215 pounds. He was a multiple all pro
both sides of the ball. He was a standout both sides of the ball, played for the Milwaukee Badgers in 1922, had a stop in Rock Island with the Independents from 22 to 26. Then you mentioned the Chicago Cardinals. That is how he landed in Chicago. He became an attorney in Chicago, mm-hmm. And just the second African-American judge in the history of this town, and later spent a lot of decades as a judge. So congratulations.
Played college football at Iowa.
Family. Iowa guy, right?
Yep. He was part of the 1921, ended the 20-game winning streak, Newt Rockne's Notre Dame team. So that's going way back.
He was born in Normal, but grew up, I believe, in Iowa, in Clinton, Iowa, and went to Iowa. Okay, so we know he's made it. Winston Hill, mm-hmm. the offensive tackle with the Jets in the from 63 to 76, and then the Rams. Harold Carmichael, remember him?
Oh, good old number 17.
Yeah, with the Philadelphia Eagles.
How tall was he? 6'8"? 6'7"?
6'8", 225 pounder. He's a big man. Four-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, and all-70s, all-decade team. You mentioned Duke Slater. Ed Sprinkle, we mentioned. Steve Sable. Remember that voice, right?
That's great.
Yeah, I'm delighted for him.
As a contributor, what a memorable voice. Everybody should recognize that voice.
Alex Karras, I said to you, I can't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame. I thought he was in the Hall of Fame already. And I also said to you, wasn't he like suspended for a year for gambling?
Yeah, I think so.
Four-time Pro Bowl pick, three-time All-Pro, 1960s All-Decade team. Bobby Dillon from the Green Bay Packers. Donnie Schell, you remember him with the steel curtain.
Oh, he could bring it.
George Young. George Young was an amazing guy. Ended up as a league, working for the league, but spent years, spent tons of time as with the Giants. I believe there was a year in his career where he was like served as owner because there was an argument between two owners over who owned
the team.
So
he bought the team
and
then sold it back?
He acted as the owner. He immediately sold the team and then he disappeared to the Caymans.
I want a refund.
No. But George
Young,
here's
my receipt.
I was lucky enough to meet and to talk to George Young, and what a great guy. Cliff Harris. The safety from those great Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, somewhere
teams.
I still have his football card, number 43. You remember he played with the great Cowboys secondary alongside who? Charlie Waters.
Max Speedy was an end for the Cleveland Browns from 46 to 52. Bestowed with a fitting name for his future NFL promise.
Sounds like he was a pretty fast guy.
It does. It's a great name. Paul Tagliabue, the commissioner, also makes it. So.
He says grudgingly.
I just mentioned that he made it.
It was like, you're like, by the way,
you know
Paul
what?
Tagliabue.
You know, I sat through a lot of tag state of the league mm-hmm. news conferences, David. I know you did too, and he made Roger Goodell seem like he had something to say.
Really?
No, there was nothing there.
You didn't really think a lot of Paul Tagliabue.
No, I got no problem with tags. Yeah. I'm saying that
in
you
terms
know
of
you
charisma.
Would, you had to go to these things, and it would just. I you know my favorite tag story is I met his brother. His brother was at a Super Bowl party, and we had a drink together, and I had a chat with him. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, but I think a lot of commissioners who are preside over the league during momentous times,
sure.
tend to get a lot of credit for leading them through or navigating them through those times, and. I think that's probably as much as anything why Paul Tagliabue is part of this class.
And Alex Karras, I mean, I think Webster really put him over the top.
I think it did, really.
Blazing Saddles?
Pop culture. No, more Webster, I think, than Blazing Saddles, right?
Oh, yeah, no question. But he was Mongo. That's where Steve McMichael's nickname came from, right? Mongo is the guy that punches out the horse.
Mm.
Isn't that it? In Blazing Saddles? Anybody see Blazing Saddles?
I will take your word for it.
Maybe I'm wrong. I could be well wrong because my memory's foggy, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Long time coming for him, too.
Don Coryell snubbed again, as one texter says. That's a little surprising.
That's a little surprising, yeah. And Tom Flores as well, because
Tom Flores, I told you.
I know you told me that, but you know when you going when you're adding coaches like Cowher and who has won Super Bowl, Jimmy Johnson, I think more deserving. But I just thought that was going to be the precursor to announcing Don Coryell and Tom Flores as part of this expanded class. I'm surprised a little bit that neither one of those two got in.
312-644-6767. I think the Hall of Fame is tough. I mean, I think really difficult to get in. There's a very limited number of people.
Can they do another expanded class next year? I tell you, I'm just thrilled about Duke Slater. I think that is terrific. I can't wait to contact the people later today to find out their reaction to this, because there was a group in Iowa where he played college football and did a lot of research. A lot of historians were part of this. So this is
I bad on me for not having read your column, but you weren't just excited. You were like over the moon.
It was 2 years ago. I just some of those things stay with you.
Of course,
you know, conversations,
yes.
Because you know that was it was a column 2 years ago, but it was after you hear from people throughout for months. You know, and you hear it in their voice, and you read it in their emails, and you hear the sort of sense of desperation. So, and again, so it's a 15-member class, and I would imagine the satisfaction for all of these people and their families and the people that you know supported them along the way.
God.
You heard it in Jimbo Covert's voice, the emotion.
Yes.
So we sort of brand these classes. Well, this is a good class. This is a bad class. To me, I know it's nonsense to a lot of people, but there's no such thing as a bad class, because you're recognizing people who are achieving the pinnacle of their careers.
Yes. These are people that belong as considered among the greatest at what they accomplished.
Right.
And you'll never hear me complain about people getting into a Hall of Fame. I think it's great. I really do. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
And this was a great idea, I think, to add 15 people because of the centennial year, gimmick or not. Go on Fox, go on CBS, gimmick or not. I think I got into it. I loved every aspect of this expanded class.
Yeah, and we have Peoria Matt checking in wondering if he's related to David Bodie. Is that why you're so excited?
Right. Guilty. Guilty. I'm sorry.
All right, we got Dan and Connor. Now, if you're excited and really extremely pleased about sports, Dan will be on next. So we can shoot that one down. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Ms. Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Lease the Santa Fe for $189 a month for 36 months with $39.89 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 60 months plus $500 bonus cash. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offers end February 3rd, 2020. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
January is here, and that means January sports are here too. The AFC and NFC title games. And the NBA is getting into full swing, all the good stuff. And if you're as excited as I am about the best sports month of the year, then you will want to make sure you enjoy all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day. And once you win, they'll get you your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now is the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. That's just in time for Sunday's AFC and NFC title games. Championship Sunday doesn't get much better than that. And when was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? Yeah, didn't think so. To claim your first bet risk-free, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code SCORE.